Now, the rest of the story. It began as a minor aggravation to the residents of the terrace section of Zanesville, Ohio. A rash of petty theft. Tools, household goods, and so forth. It went largely unnoticed until the mischief diversified to include random vandalism. And suddenly it was no mere mischief anymore. Hen houses were raided, melon patches were stripped, vacant houses were invaded, the windows of occupied homes were smashed. The work of a gang, unquestionably. And yet, who were they? Where did they hide? How were they so adept at avoiding apprehension? Well, the answers came when a disaffected gang member fingered the others, who were consequently caught in the act of theft. They called themselves the Terrace Gang. Charlie Shaw, Ed McCadden, Sam Playford, Harry Snell, Keith Van Horn, Terry Moeller, Al Andrews, and finally the ringleader, the brains of the outfit, a self-confessed terror of the terrace, an 11-year-old boy named Pearl? Named Pearl. In a moment, the rest of the story. Right now, a reminder that a collection of rest of the story stories is now available on video cassette, if you'd like. To order yours, telephone 1-800-88-STORY. Now, where were we? Oh, we were talking about Pearl. His parents named him Pearl, P-E-A-R-L. It's been suggested they wanted a girl. Regardless of their motivation, that was the name they gave him, a feminine name that would follow him into adulthood. Pearl. So you can understand why he behaved the way he did, why he became leader of a gang of young vandals and thieves at the age of 11. Overcompensating, desperately attempting to submerge that sissy name. In a dense thicket not far from his house, he and his companions actually dug a cave for themselves, a hideout. The boys stocked their lair with kerosene lamps and utensils and supplies from their parents' homes. This became the base of operations for some of the most wanton destruction the old hometown had ever known. Not even a flower garden was safe from these preteen tough guys who called themselves the Terrace Gang. They were constantly rearranging the neighborhood scenery. Parents and children alike knew that Pearl was at the bottom of it, was the ringleader, the instigator of the others. And Pearl was proud of it. He even wrote a mostly fiction adventure story about his gang. In the underground hideout by a kerosene lamplight. And though Pearl's father destroyed that manuscript upon discovering it, Pearl continued to write adventure stories. No way to tell how he might have turned out had his folks not named him Pearl. Perhaps he would never have felt the need to prove himself all the time. And he did so very keenly feel that need. And although he would not really prove himself until he grew up, for the boy named Pearl, the 11-year-old mischief maker who trampled the childhood neighborhood to prove that he was nothing like his name, the youngster who romanticized his daring exploits in a story that nobody cared to read, one day would come to be listed among the world's most popular, most prolific writers of adventure stories. Indeed, he was to become the father of the romantic Western, a boy named Pearl. Pearl Zane Gray. And now you know the rest of the story.